Notes from America is supported by Future Hindsight, an award-winning podcast that shares big ideas about participating in American democracy beyond voting, but short of running for office. Join host Mila Atmos for stimulating and incisive conversations with citizen changemakers on topics ranging from gerrymandering, policing equity, and voting rights. In this election year, Future Hindsight offers an unaffiliated perspective into what's at stake and how citizens can make an impact at the local, state, and national level. You'll always come away with something hopeful. Tune in every Thursday to get engaged and stay engaged.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We left you on November 10th, 2016, what feels like eons ago.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
He won all of it.
This is not a Muslim ban. It's not a travel ban.
Our press secretary gave alternative facts to that.
For the first time ever, the Dow Jones closed above 20,000 points.
Donald Trump has now been president for 100 nerve-wracking days. So we are back to take stock. I'm Kai Wright, and from WNYC Studios, this is round two of the United States of Anxiety. The Culture Wars. For the next several weeks, we're not going to talk at all here about the grind of daily controversies that have filled the past 4 months. If you're like me, you're already reaching exhaustion on that front. We actually won't even talk much about Donald Trump. Rather, we want to discuss something Trump seems to understand about American politics. Or maybe it's even broader than American politics. Maybe it's humanity overall. He gets this one important thing about us. And the best way I can explain that thing is this iconic scene from The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, okay. I see. You think this has nothing to do with you.
It's the one where Miranda Priestly, Meryl Streep's character, of course, is annoyed with her new assistant, Andy, who thinks she's too good for fashion. Miranda schools her.
You go to your closet and you select, I don't know, that lumpy blue sweater, for instance, because
she tells Andy the story behind the sweater. In fact, the sweater isn't even blue. It's cerulean. And a whole bunch of stuff happened in order to make cerulean a popular color.
In 2002, Oscar de la Renta did a collection of cerulean gowns. And then I think it was Yves Saint Laurent, wasn't it, who showed cerulean military jackets? I think we need a jacket.
And all of those collective design choices gradually shaped the mass market, with the help of Miranda Priestly's careful curation, of course. All of which set Andy up to pick out her lumpy blue sweater.
And it's sort of comical how you think that you've made a choice that exempts you from the fashion industry when, in fact, you're wearing a sweater that was selected for you by the people in this room.
So what's fashion and The Devil Wears Prada got to do with Donald Trump and American politics? Well, stay with me for a minute. I think two things. Number one, culture doesn't just happen. People create it. Sometimes it's created by multi-million dollar industries and high-end tastemakers. Sometimes it's pushed from the bottom up by countercultural movements or even a lone determined voice. But it starts somewhere. Number two, politics is a lot like Andy's lumpy blue sweater. Before masses of people rally behind a particular idea, like, say, a border wall or a travel ban, somebody has to work that idea into our culture, make it a widespread norm. And this is what Donald Trump understands. He's been picking through America's grievances and frustrations and building them into a culture war, rally by rally, tweet by tweet.
We're going to win so much, you may even get tired of winning. And you'll say, please, please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much. And I'll say, no, it isn't. We have to keep winning. We have to win more. We're going to win more.
Trump gets that if you want to control our political debate, you first got to capture our values, our norms, our shared assumptions, what we feel and believe about ourselves. And of course, the battle to capture America's imagination has a long history. On race and gender, on science and religion, matters of sex and media and war and peace, all of it. There's a backstory starring somebody like Donald Trump, or maybe somebody like Miranda Priestly, somebody who, love them or hate them, went all in, often working relentlessly for years at a time, decades even, to change what Americans feel and believe about a given issue. So we're going to introduce you to some of those people and tell some of the stories that brought us to this juncture in our political culture. Welcome to the United States of Anxiety Culture Wars. Subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast. Episode 1 is coming up on May 9th with new episodes each week. And we want to keep the conversation going in between weeks. We want to know, what are you willing to fight for? Call us up at 844-745-TALK. That's 844-745-8255. And follow along with the hashtag US of Anxiety.
Notes from America is supported by Future Hindsight, an award-winning podcast that shares big ideas about participating in American democracy, beyond voting, but short of running for office. Join host Mila Atmos for stimulating and incisive conversations with citizen changemakers on topics ranging from gerrymandering, policing equity, and voting rights. In this election year, Future Hindsight offers an unaffiliated perspective into what's at stake and how citizens can make an impact at the local, state, and national level. You'll always come away with something hopeful. Tune in every Thursday to get engaged and stay engaged.